Do you believe in brainwashing as a sort of means of communication? You've just brainwashed me with cancer.
There you go. Well, it's not really a brainwash type thing. Or else it wouldn't be communication. It'd just be like, you know, another scene. No, we believe like doing it very loud, as strong as a word, hits him in the chest. If it doesn't hit him in the mind, you know. So it'll get him some kind of way, you know. Which sounds very corny, so we'll go into another question.
Okay, let's have an equally corny one. What importance do you attach to doing a concert?
Pardon?
Money.
Well, yeah, but apart from that...
Noel Redding says that.
Okay. Yeah. What do you feel about it, Jeremy?
Oh, yeah, money too is groovy. But it's like, I don't know, it's just we all happen to like naturally like to play, you know? And so we got this group together, and then we found out we can make money by playing.
And it's not that really, is it? We're all musicians.
That's what I mean. We all like to play, you know?
Right.
What do you think I said?
I don't know.
Yeah, anyway, we like to naturally play.
And, play as well.
Are you sure?
We all like to play, you know.
Yeah.
And so then, therefore, we can still make money too, which is groovy.
You like to play.
Yeah. So we got a light.
Sure.
Thank you.
Mitch, what do you have to say about that?
Well,
like a cigar.
Like to play and make money.
Yeah, I'll take one. Do you have one?
Sure.
Baby.
Is this going to be on radio?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Well, we'll do some editing.
Can I say that to my dog?
Of course you can.
Oh, hello, Mother. No.
Is that the name of your dog?
What? No, no.
Oh,
no.
Great. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
I've seen a cat about 13 years old. We was in school, and somebody stole a cigar, and he's gone home. I said, "Is that what you do?" Wow, man, he knows how to smoke a cigar. So ever since then, I've been doing it.
Hmm.
That's nothing to do with that. Do you buy the tips on this?
I don't really know.
Just cut the tip.
Yeah, that's terrible. You can use a clicker.
This is one.
Tip cutter. Like that.
Tip cutter.
Tell me of yourself. Who are you?
I'm Nanny Mabley, number 9. This is Nanny Mabley, number 10.
Where's that?
And that's Nanny Mabley, number 11 over there by the drums.
Good.
No, listen to me.
Of course.
Here we go. Okay, but if you can ask us all different questions and all that, you know.
Yeah.
And then it'll be go along. No. Because see, the main thing what we're trying to do is now get across the point that it is a 3-piece group, you know.
Yeah.
And like you know, actually the bad publicity or the wrong type of publicity can really get groups uptight about playing and so forth and get uptight about doing interviews and so forth.
Yeah.
Because, every member in the group should be really recognized.
Yeah. How did you get together in the first place?
Tell him.
I was walking down the street.
Good.
With a guitar and 10 shillings, which is about 10 crowns or just over, in London. I heard there was an audition somewhere at some club, so I went down there. I met Master James, and we had a little play around, you know, and somebody said, "Chaz, can you play bass?" I said, "No." From played bass, cardboard replica that I learnt off tape recorder. And next day, a Master Mitchell appeared in a grey flannel cardboard suit. 2 days later, it was very, very informal, actually. It was just sort of, put together, you know, and then about a week later, we were working together. We had about 4 songs. It was in London. It was very, very strange, actually, the way it all came together.
We didn't even know each other.
Very strange. Oh, the Poland. Do you remember that black Poland act?
Yeah.
It's good now, wasn't it?
We dug Noel's hairstyle, so then we said, "You're hired."
I didn't have any.
Yeah. Your backgrounds count to you now.
Hey, go to the background.
Yeah, I'm sitting there. Okay. I don't know, ask him.
Yeah, talk to him. I'll ask you.
Meet him.
Do your backgrounds count to you?
Well, it has been on the real case. Yeah, I don't know, and I wouldn't say that. I mean, you could say that, but I don't.
Background doesn't really.
I think actually, joking aside, like, Noel went to work in Germany for like 8 hours a night for like £30 a week. You know, which is just like blatant prostitution. But there again, you know, I think it sorts a few things out. Just once you're getting used to working those hours, same as Jimmy's work, but you know. A lot of people all over the place. I mean, a really versatile performer. You know, I think it helps because once you can do, if you can do that, you can stand anything. You know,
it's training, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Failure to adjust.
It teaches you, doesn't it? You know, there's lots of groups who, there's these geezers who, I'm not going to say any names, but you get these groups who they sort of form. And 4 months later, they have a hit because somebody's got a lot of money behind them. They go on the road. 2 weeks later, they all collapse because they can't take it. And they have to get
exhausted. They can't take beer and cokes.
Yes,
girls.
Yes. And they have to go to a funny farm. Girls. And because all of us have worked professionally since sort of 16, you know. And we're all about 23, 24 now. That's a long time. So I think the background does mean a lot because I'm still standing up anyway. And we're all still standing up. So.
Yeah, we're all still learning too. You know?
Right.
You learn so you don't think about the past all that much. Quite naturally, you have groovy memories here and there.
Right.
Well, that's where your roots
are. Teaches you a lot, doesn't it?
But it's not going to help you, is it?
Different things. I can even look back on the past of this group because it's been over a long, long time. And there's so many things we could sit down and talk for hours about what we've done.
Yeah, really interesting things.
There's still so much to find out as well.
Right. Have you ever felt any sort of differences between you, the two of you being Europeans, Jimmy being American?
Well, we shot him twice. Yeah. He cut my leg off. Mitch hanged him. Jimmy sold me to
a white slave dealer
in Egypt. But otherwise,
what was the question?
I can't remember.
Well, we could talk of musical differences then.
Mm. Well, not really.
We all have different types of backgrounds.
Yeah,
like Noel, for instance, he likes hard rock mostly. You know, like
Bang Bang Bash.
Yeah, the English rock, the new rock scene.
Yeah,
Mitch is more like in a modern jazz. Thing, you know, and I dig, my basic is blues mostly, you know.
Yeah.
And so then therefore, like, when we go on stage now, like, we haven't been playing for 6 weeks, and like, this is about the third night we play together, you know, and like, we're doing more of like a jam scene. The records, Purple Haze and so forth and so on, all those are just like identification cards, you know. And like, when we play in person, well, then that's another side of different songs that we have on record. That's why we don't play all our songs that you know us by, like Foxy Lady. I mean, we play them, but we don't play them as much as we play other things, like jamming or taking Hanson and Carlson number, for instance, or something. Because yeah, that's what they call painting. It's just like the artist paints.
Yeah. Going back to the question of musical backgrounds, have you had any connection with jazz, Jimmy?
No. I felt insecure about jazz and all that. Because
yep.
I could play so fast, you
say jazz though, but jazz is music, and we're musicians. So how can we be have
against
a past it. With jazz? Because jazz is just a part of music. We're musicians, so that doesn't really mean anything. You know?
I don't choose it. Yeah, but he meant good intentions. Well.
Yeah, I know. I just sort of
it's a scene like.
Yeah, let's clarify it a bit for him.
Well, that's right. Oh, come out.
Stop all that banging.
Bring out your beds.
Is there any more beers?
Is there any Coca-Cola?
Well, jazz is a thing that, like, for some musicians, it might scare them, first of all, when you say jazz. You know, this is a term, jazz. But then, like, once you get into your own music and all that, it's almost equivalent. Progressive rock, what they call progressive rock now, is like another form of you know, it's in a class of its own. It's like jazz in a class of its own and so forth, you know. Pop music is supposed to be in a class of its own, but we're getting mixed up with pop music. There's like a lot of other groups.
Music's music to me.
Yeah, right, you know, well, there's different, you know.
It's either good or bad.
Do you ever feel close to avant-garde jazz?
Not necessarily. Well, not any closer than I do to Bach. Mm-hmm. Or Susie. Or Mary Jane. Yeah. What's your lady's name? What's her name?
Susan.
Yeah.
Giggle, giggle. What? Eh?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Hmm. Go and get some beers.
Jimmy referred to you as a sort of more jazz-oriented drummer. Have you had any experience with jazz bands?
No, I don't know anything about it at all. I really don't.
What do you think?
Yeah, but I mean, that's neither one thing or another. You know, it's just pseudo jazz. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I really care because I know that a lot of people... I've got an interest in jazz, you know, but no more than I've got any other kind of music, you know. I think what we're trying to do is a damn sight more valid. You know, at least we're lucky enough that people listen to us at concerts. I mean, you walk into an average jazz club and people aren't listening, you know. They just sit around and talk, you know. I think it's quite ill-mannered. I'd rather be doing what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of so-called jazz musicians, like as young guitarist Larry Curiel, and sort of he's interested, you know, in what's happening. And sort of rock scenes. He came from a rock band. And people like Miles Davis, you know, someone up to Miles Flat. And he hadn't got sort of one pop, he hadn't got one jazz album at all. He's had pop albums. You know, it's no different. It just depends what's the mood you're in.
Yeah. Jimmy, tell me of your experiences with blues bands in the States.
I don't know, man. You know, like, what experiences do you mean with blues bands? Because when we're in the States, most of the time when we're not gigging ourselves, we're always jamming with other people most of the time. Or either learning about, you know, blues or rock or whichever.
Yeah, but, I'm referring to...
I mean, in the olden days.
In the olden,
yeah. You're talking about the past. You should have heard about all that before. Have you heard about all that before?
He was just playing, wasn't he?
I was playing behind so-called soul, top 40 R&B people, like Wilson Pick and Otis Redding and, you know, Jackie Wilson and so forth. You know, it's, you know, that's nothing to talk about now.
It seems you're not so interested in your past, really.
Not really. It's just, I wrote a book about one of these days so I could entertain myself and laugh and all that. But see, that when this is not the past. We're not living in the past now. We're trying to get something together as far as music-wise, you know.
Yeah, but don't you think that the present and the past sort of combine in the future?
No. Oh, past is nothing but beautiful memories and dreams.
It's really nice moments.
Yeah, but you said what your experiences with the past blues bands.
Yeah, well, see, we're thinking, we're up here doing an interview and thinking about, talking about maybe some nice things that we could get into or whichever, you know. But you talk about the past. We'll never progress as far as interviews.
All right.
Yo, keep calling about you want new time sounds and all this.
Well,
you
have
to get your interviews.
It's only beer.
New type interviews are needed. What? Huh?
Let's get some beer.
Oh, yeah, he can edit it, though.
Look, Jerry, can you get some beer?
Huh? Oh, I see. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, what?
Oh, I'm sorry, don't you hear me?
Listen, we haven't got any beer.
Oh,
there's no beer.
Oh, I'll go get some beer.
Can you get some
Stop
beer?
Stop it, Jerry, for a second.
Jimmy, since you don't want to talk about the past, tell me of the future, then.
Oh, wow. I feel like... Okay. Well, I don't know. We're just working on our own individual things now, you know. There'll still be the group... Yeah. There'll still be the group of the experience, you know. And plus, we'll all have our own individual interests. Like, we might be producing people or might have, recording things. And... you know, just getting thrown back, whatever.
What other futures can you think about? than that of your group?
Dying? Good skin. There you go.
Future.
Yeah.
Demo.
Right.
Future.
About future. What about future?
You sound like a future bird. We're going to change the world. We're going to try to change the world.
Good. That's what I wanted to say.
Let me follow.
How are you going to change it?
I'm going to buy it.
We're going to put acid in all the drinking fountains.
Sulfuric, that is.
Math man.
Yes.
So, what is that going to do to people?
It's going to blow their minds.
Yeah.
First of all.
And eat them away.
Oh, is that the important thing about tomorrow?
No, you asked a silly question.
What
so
do
I
you think
silly
about
answer.
Tomorrow, then? Hey?
I'm here to ask you.
Yeah, I know, but I'm asking you as well. So tomorrow is tomorrow. What can, you can't say
we don't know, man.
Tomorrow.
We're just living, man. We're trying to do a gig tonight.
Tomorrow is a new night.
We're going to be making better records so forth. We're going to take better time on it, you know.
I'll have longer hair. He'll have a chin. Mitch will wear trousers. Tomorrow.
Why not a skirt?
Hey?
Why not a skirt?
No, we gave them up about a year ago.
Too bad.
People thought we were funny.
When you keep, this is like brainwashing like that. When you keep asking the same old questions, hearing the same old questions over and over again, man. You don't want to answer, you know, you just want to sit up there and play music. And like, you know, interviewers should have a little more imagination nowadays.
Should we just call
like the music?
I think musicians have a little more imagination. I swing
Watch
you
all, start
yet.
Playing. Watch you all play then. Watch you all play
sing
music.
I want to sing you a song. Where's the guitar, okay?
Well, why don't you all start playing music then?
Because I've been living here 5 years. This is Denver.
That's personal. That's personal.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, man.
Is it? Look at the picture again.
All we can do is just pound all the music in your chest. We're musicians, man.
Listen to the music. Your music.
Well, that's what, we're here for. If we listen to the music, not to be sitting up here jabbering about the past.
Right.
Everyone tries to analyze everything. You know, one day we'll just get on with it.
How much we really feel our music? Come to the gigs and find out.
That's how much to love you, because I've been loving you much less.
So then, therefore, you should understand where we're at then.
Well, we know how much.
Listen, when we get on stage.
We know how much we like our music. So that's about all there is to it. Nobody else knows except us.
Those people who come for the second time, they know what we're talking about.
Yes?
The people who come for the first time, it's up to them to decide. We're not going to start selling our music over the microphones by saying, yeah, we're coming to get to that. Yeah, we're really going to pop it to you there because we got something really groovy there. We're not going to say that because it might not be groovy to person sitting next to the other one who might dig us.
Anyway.
So therefore, it's all pure feeling. What we're playing is complete honesty. We're playing nothing but 1,000% honesty. And it's up to the people to dig it or not dig it. And if they don't like it, we're not going to hate them. Quite naturally, we're going to like it if they do.
We
that means we got through to somebody at least, you know, when they start.
The only way we can define our music is that us three know it. And that's about all, because there's another way.
Anyway,
we don't have time to think about this thing.
No, I didn't want you to try to just sell your music. Yeah. I just wanted you to talk.
Well, those people out there who's listening to this, man, if they're going to take this much time to listen to this much of the interview, they're going to know where we're at in the first place. They're going to be that much interested as to where they might come and hear us one time or listen on the record. That's the best way to talk nowadays, because the verbal language is going out of style anyway. It's too much two-faced, you know. So therefore, if you listen sometimes, you can get a whole conversation through maybe about two bars of a song sometimes. That's what music's all about. It's not a play thing with us. It's all serious, you know. That's how we communicate. That's how we communicate. It's through music. And that's all we can say. So far as interviews, no telling what you might get out of us. But a whole lot of blabbering and just messing around like we're doing now, which is fun.
Yeah.
But see, music sometimes can't be fun. Sometimes you're on there and you're really sweated out because you're really trying to get yourself together as far as music-wise. And sometimes you might have a really bad gig, you know you played bad, and then all of a sudden these people might come around and say, wow, that was great.
Baby,
you know,
that was groovy, man.
And then what do you feel?
Well, then I feel worse then. That makes me feel worse. You know, music isn't a game, you know, not with us. It's really serious. But all this talking about, you know, the past and so forth, I don't know nothing about that, so we're a clown with that. You know, we'll play with it. It's like watching TV. Another form of entertainment, probably. But music is an entertainment to us. It's part of our lives.
Yes.
It is our life,
dun, 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 dun.
One. Happy birthday to the Queen. Was it? What's the English? I don't know. God save us. Gracious Queen.
To what extent is that playing of the Star Spangled Banner a political
command? Did you hear those bullets in the middle of it?
Yeah, I did.
Well, there. That's our interpretation of America, for instance. What we've seen over the last time around. Well, you know, it's everything. It's extremes of everything, which is a sign of a country getting ready to, right on the brink of going mad. And right on the brink of exploding, you know. He was complaining about Denmark. Man, half the Americans wish they was living in Denmark this very second. They wish they was bored to death and do nothing but just make love to girls and nothing but read beautiful, nasty magazines and look at the beautiful water and breathe all this fresh air and ride bicycles and stuff like that.
And not get shot every night.
And not get shot at, yeah. And like you talk about, you know, oh, wow. There's a whole lot of Americans which is over here. That's how uptight America is. So therefore it comes through and start, you know, when we play tonight here in Denmark or wherever we might play. We don't have time to dissect what country we're going to play what music to. We just have to go by feeling, and therefore that came out at a particular time there. Because we're so peace of mind over here, for instance, you know. You play in America where everything is going at 1,000 miles an hour, just like that, you know. And also you go to Sweden, everything is so peaceful and passive. But then you come to Denmark, and everything is so groovy and mild, you know. And that, you know, we appreciate all that kind of scene. And therefore, we express to the audience what we might have witnessed in the last few months, if they're listening to our music properly. If they're really listening to our music, they know exactly. It's just like us saying, oh, hi, y'all, you know, guess what we've been through in the last few months? And all of a sudden it comes out in the music, you know. That's why it's all real to us, you know.
We're still playing.
We all could hardly wait to go out there and start playing again and then the second show. That's why sometimes interviews, you know, you get all mixed up and you get all stoned and whacked out of your mind because you don't want to know about it in the first place.
Sit around, you know, for 3 hours in between.
Yeah. And, you know, and so, I don't know, this is a frustrating thing sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
And the next two LPs, you probably hear a little more of, was that, you know, you probably hear it a little more directly. You know, it's been so personal. Our music has been so personal in the last three LPs. Oh, yeah, okay, we're going to go down there 5 minutes. Let's finish the interview, all right?
What are we going to do?
Nothing. Let's just finish this interview, okay?
Interview.
All right, is there any more questions?
Yeah. Do you feel as a poet as well as a musician?
Not necessarily. I just feel like saying exactly what I want to say in my own way. And like Noel's written a whole LP, you should be asking him some questions about writing.
Yeah.
Well, you can say
tell
that.
Me about it.
Well, I don't know. I can't say. I've just written some songs, haven't I? But you say, is it like a poet? Well, a poet is similar to an artist. An artist is similar to a sculptor and a musician and so on. It's all in the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, that Wendt said it's all art.
Eh?
That Wendt said it's all art, just...
Yeah. It's an art. That's all it is. That's all it is. You always find the musicians...
If you're really sincere in what you're trying to get across, you don't get a chance to brand yourself any kind of name like poet or something, you know. You let the people do that and the people do it.
Spring is sprung, the grass is whizzed. I wonder where the fucking bird is.
May the bleeding pounds torment you and corns adorn your feet. May crabs as big as cockroaches get among your bollocks and eat. May you grow old and feeble and turn into a nervous wreck. May you fall right through your asshole and break your goddamn neck.
Nice. You want another one?
Shakespeare.
That was wanky.
So it's all one thing to you, really.
Yeah.
What is?
Oh, please, though.
Getting something across.
This will prolong.
Oh, one thing. Yeah, it's all one thing. The whole thing is one thing. Really.